Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So, tomorrow's Jordan's birthday.
Yeah!
And, not that he listens to our podcast, but I've been talking to him more about it, trying to convince him to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And on the off chance that he listens, I want him to know that we're wishing him a happy birthday.
Aw, yes! Happy birthday, Jordan!
Yeah, oh my gosh, he's an old man now. I guess not old, but I call
him
old.
How old is he turning?
27.
Oh.
Yeah. He already walks around, shuffling around. Mm-hmm. By the time he turns 30, we're going to get him a walker.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, that's his own joke. He just really wants to be an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, he's super sweet, and I love him so much, so I just wanted to send him out a happy birthday message.
Happy birthday, Jordan. Yeah. Sweet.
So, on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes!
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Namjoon with that bubblegum blue hair and those rimmed glasses is wrecking me so hard.
Oh, but he's wrecking me, too.
Good.
He looks incredible. Mm. Or please check in on your Tay-biased friends, because I can promise you we are not okay.
How are you doing?
Not good.
What do you mean? I truly don't know how you've made it through this week of Taeyong.
It's been a journey. It's so funny because I was kind of like, on my forehead ranking list, like Taeyong, I don't think has the best forehead. And then boom, he comes back with this. I didn't think DNA era Taeyong could be surpassed, but now I feel like he's being surpassed and Dynamite hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He looks so good with all the forehead, this hair, this honey hair. Oh, he just looks so handsome and so attractive.
Mm-hmm. Just being destroyed.
Destroyed. I'm not okay.
You're not okay. Oh man. Well, if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
Okay, so today we are having another Spotisode, which is where we basically catch up on all sorts of random little tidbits of BTS and big hit content that have happened that we just haven't been able to dedicate an episode to. So we decided that we really need to do this to catch up on what's going on before we get slapped in the face with comeback, because that's literally this Friday.
Right around the corner.
I can't believe that Dynamite is coming out in, like, just a few days.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real to me yet, even with the teasers. And we're recording on Monday, so the teaser for the video is going to come out tomorrow. And we're both eagerly awaiting it.
Yeah.
I mean,
10 a.m.
Oh, my God. I can't even wait till I get a...
Counting down the hours. Oh,
like, a hint of what it sounds like.
I know.
Oh, my God. A hint of, like, the music video. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The concepts, the themes, what the style is going to be like. Yeah.
If Stevie Aoki has a role in it, like, I don't...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well... Before we get ahead of ourselves here, so here's an overview of what we're going to be covering today in our Spotisode. We're going to first start talking about Island and what Island is and everything that BTS has been involved in with it. Then we're going to get into those newest Dynamite teasers that we have, which are the group photos. But just forewarning, like, by the time this episode comes out, there's going to be even more that's out. But mm-hmm. we figured we might just cover that when we cover Dynamite. Then we're going to get into BTS in the Soup, Map of the Soul 1 concert that's going to be taking place in October. Then we're going to talk about Big Hit Corporate Briefing that they just did. Tiny Ton, which has been super cute with mm-hmm. that coming out. And then to wrap up the episode, we're just going to touch on Taeyong's forehead because I have to talk about it.
Yeah, we need to go in depth, mm-hmm. you know, truly a forehead update. But really, before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. As a reminder, our charity of the month of August is to the Lebanon Children's Relief Fund through Save the Children. After the devastating explosion in the Lebanese capital of Beirut, you know, they need our help now more than ever, especially with how much they're also being affected by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. There's many, many children in crisis, children and families in crisis there right now. So please follow the link in the description to donate along with us.
Yeah, thank you guys for supporting us and donating alongside this relief fund. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start off with Island. So if you guys don't know already, Island is a reality show that follows the creation of a new boy group. This show was the first project by Belief Plus, a company that is a joint venture between CJ E&M and Big Hit Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. So I had really not, like, gotten into Island at all.
Me either.
And I had heard a little bit about it here and there, and listener of the podcast, Nate, we're like friends on Snapchat, and he messaged me about it a couple weeks mm-hmm. ago. He was like, you should watch, mm-hmm. but I haven't, even though I have Vicky, which it's on.
Yeah.
So anyways, when BTS were on an Island episode, mm-hmm. we were seeing it all over our Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Nate about it to ask him. Mm-hmm. And during this time when he was kind of filling me in, he also said that he has a podcast now about Island. It's called I Got Pushed, an Island podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to the first episode. It debuted actually on Sunday. They were going to debut on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so good.
It was really good. I haven't listened to the whole episode, the first episode, but I've listened to a good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, Nate, it sounds so great. And honestly, if you guys are really interested in knowing more about iLand, or if you're just wanting to hear a podcast about it, definitely tune in to Nate's podcast, I Got Pushed.
Yeah, we're really only going to cover BTS's involvement on the August 14th episode. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know, I mean, I don't know the structure of the show that well, but I don't think that they're supposed to like be on more episodes.
I don't think so either.
Maybe they will be, but it seems like this was like their episode, you know? So they appeared on this episode through a video to the Islanders, where they told these 12 remaining contestants that their next mission was to cover one of these three songs: I Need You, DNA, or Fake Love. Mm-hmm. So this was super cool, like a really cool, you know, moment for the Islanders when they discovered that BTS were like
in the same building. I mean, it was just crazy to see their reactions. They're mm-hmm. like, holy crap, BTS, like, no way.
Yeah,
no way.
And they're telling us what to do. And mm-hmm. on top of that, like, before the trainees viewed the video, BTS explored around the stage area and the living areas of mm-hmm. the Islanders. Something that was really interesting is that they have, like, ranked rooms. Mm-hmm. And, like, depending on what your ranking is, it's, like, how good your room is.
Yeah, like, if you're ranked number one, you get this massive bed and like this whole lounge area that you could easily invite some like people up and like hang out with or whatever.
Yeah,
it is a little bit like Big Brother.
Yeah,
definitely get those vibes with it.
Yeah, and they said that Nate and his co-host Crystal, they said that on the podcast, and I was like, yes, totally, that's what mm-hmm. we thought completely. Mm-hmm. But that was just kind of cool. And they also had this like supermarket-esque like kitchen, super stocked. And mm-hmm. what was funny is that when BTS were in there, Jungkook went up and was like, he was legitimately going to take snacks.
Taking snacks, grabbing snacks. But what I love about this is, so this is literally BTS going on this show to provide advice for these trainees mm-hmm. On this TV show, iLand. And seeing Jungkook provide advice, he was so into it. He was very, like, you could tell that he was wanting to provide the best advice that he possibly could.
Yeah.
He was so serious, and it was just really cute to see. But when he was stealing these snacks, he claims that he did it as a joke. he ends up returning all of the snacks, and when he goes to return these snacks, he says, these boys shouldn't be eating this anyways. You know, they should be, you know, eating healthier, eating better. And I just thought it was interesting how he was being goofy and silly, grabbing all these bad snacks for him, but then added that extra little piece of advice, like they should be eating
healthier.
They
should be eating healthy. Mm-hmm. Sounds like what he was told as a trainee.
Probably,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I thought was cute is that BTS actually left the Islanders extremely thoughtful and sentimental and like signed gifts mm-hmm. in their living room for each trainee, along with a personalized note.
I know, so sweet. And every single thing that they gifted them was very true to that BTS member. Like J-Hope got a pair of shoes and signed the shoes.
Yeah.
And Taeyang, I think, got one of those like old like Polaroid cameras mm-hmm. and signed that.
Yeah, and Jin did two like little wooden bowls, like handcrafted, beautiful, with like beautiful mm-hmm. cutlery. And oh my gosh.
Namjoon did a journal?
Yes, oh my God. I would never ever give that up. Like, I would cherish that forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave perfect gifts. I thought, mm-hmm. like, they really put thought into them, mm-hmm. you know?
So, during the video where they end up introducing the songs and spoke on key points of, like, executing each song and performance perfectly, it was so interesting to see, like, Jimin, Jungkook, Taeyang, and Hoseok all perform, like, little snippets of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that J-Hope came out for I Need You, and he was talking about like this body wave that you have to do.
Yeah. He literally said you have to be sexy.
You have to be sexy, basically. Oh my God. Can we just, for a second, talk about J-Hope's outfit for when they were on iLand?
He was standing out so much. Like, everyone else was in, like, you know, plain, like, casual attire, but very like simple colors, not patterns or anything going on.
They weren't being very loud with their appearance.
J-Hope is in like this like sheer blue, like paisley printed duster
with
red accent, like the bringing the duster back, but also wearing shorts,
so his legs are out, and then he's got these huge chunky like really expensive sunglasses on inside, he ends up taking them off later.
Yeah,
he actually, I think, ends up taking them off when they're giving advice, mm-hmm. which I thought was very sweet
to be more like
considerate. Less intimidating.
He had the beanie too though.
The beanie
with the ears. Wow.
Hosog.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, but it was cool to see them all perform little snippets of the song. I'm like, Taeyang ended up doing a little bit of his intro for DNA. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of cool to see all of that.
Yeah, it was just really awesome that BTS had the opportunity to like coach them on specific important aspects of the songs, mm-hmm. That they were like, look, you really have to make sure that you focus on this thing, you mm-hmm. know, knowing that those are difficult points of the execution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after they kind of got this video and after they discovered the gifts and everything, they were surprised with another video from BTS, mm-hmm. and this is when they were giving advice, mm-hmm. and they were like, look, we know that you guys are going through a lot right now,
mm-hmm.
and we know you have a lot of concerns and that you wrote some down, so we're going to read some of them and give you some advice about them. So they had this really like beautiful Q&A portion of the show with like heartbreaking concerns from the trainees and really heartfelt advice from BTS at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and there was also like a lot of laughs, and like it was a really uplifting moment for the trainees, I think. Mm-hmm.
It really was, because these were previously in the show, they had written down their concerns, and when they had written them down, I don't think they had any idea that BTS would be reading them and providing advice. So they were really shocked by this, to see that BTS had all of their concerns, their genuine true concerns, written down. But one of the things I really loved was one of the members was talking about not being as handsome or attractive as the rest of the members. That was his concern. And Yoongi was like, that's dumb, you know, like, don't worry about that. Yoongi's like, if I debuted, like, with basically with my face.
Right.
And J-Hope looks over at him and he's like, me too. Like, the fact that we both were able to make it as idols with our faces, mm-hmm. and in the reference of like, they're not attractive.
Yeah.
Such a lie. Mm-hmm. Such a lie. Like, they're so handsome and attractive and beautiful.
Yeah. I think besides like our main biases, we talk about those two so much.
Because they're so hot.
They're so fucking hot. Like, how do they, how can they say this about themselves?
Yeah. But the fact that they are saying that about themselves, I might make that person, that member,
feel better.
Yeah. And be like, okay, so everyone has some sort of insecurity, surely, of their appearance. Like, this is dumb. I shouldn't be feeling this way.
Like, but I liked Taeyang added on to that. And he was like, I think there's a difference between being handsome and being attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into how you can groom yourself in a certain way and how you can take care of yourself and build that confidence, mm-hmm. so that you have like your own aura.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Jimin is like, really? Like, you're literally talking about yourself right now.
Yeah,
like,
him and Yoongi, him and Yoongi both say, you can only say that because you're both.
Yeah.
And when Jimin said that to Taeyang turned to Jimin, he's like, I'm talking about you. Like, you are both attractive and handsome. And it was just really funny because it was like soap V-Min dynamic going on.
Yeah.
But V-Min basically complimenting each other, like, you're handsome, you're attractive.
Yeah, super cute. I think, mm-hmm. like, all of this soap V-Min happening, like, almost simultaneously.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite parts.
So wonderful. I mean, it was all over Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, so it's so funny. I just have this note. Namjoon is so fucking hot and wow, but I know exactly what I'm talking about. It's from, there's just this little moment where he's sitting on this couch, and this is when he has like the hair and it's parted, and he's wearing
the blue hair
and those glasses that are like, they're like, I don't know if they're called like horn rimmed or something. They just like have that thick part at the top.
Very 50s, 60s.
Yeah. oh, but he just looks so fucking good. And he, like, just has this smile on his face and he turns his head mm-hmm. and the dimples. And, like, he just is way too handsome yeah. and, like, charming. And mm-hmm. He, like, doesn't even understand it. Like, he doesn't understand
the energy that he puts off.
Literally.
He just radiates this energy. Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Something that was also kind of interesting was, out of all of the members, J-Hope is the only one who actually has tuned into this show.
He's an avid watcher, which I thought was so cool because mm-hmm. he was almost like fanboying about them a little bit as yeah. a watcher of the show. Mm-hmm.
But since he watches the show, he knows a lot of these members or these trainees. And so J-Hope is, throughout the whole episode, kind of making these hints or just saying these little things or comments about the people because he's watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So any slight little compliment that he says is just crazy, like, overwhelming for whatever member's receiving it.
Yeah,
like,
incredibly meaningful because he actually, like, J-Hope of knows BTS. What he's talking about. Yeah, and it's fucking J-Hope of BTS.
Yeah, like, he's actually watching you and, like, has these genuine compliments or comments mm-hmm. about you.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. he's informed about you. And I think we've said this before, but we just don't feel like J-Hope is somebody who easily compliments.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, he has really high standards and he's honest.
I think he's so honest and is able to be honest in a way that isn't offensive.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
For him to be honest in, like, this guy's good or this guy's talented is just unbelievable, like, the greatest compliment mm-hmm. anyone could receive.
Yeah, it happened mm-hmm. a couple times throughout the episode. And
it was really cool to see the reaction.
Yeah, it was super mm-hmm. cool. Okay, so I really liked this one where a trainee spoke about an embarrassing moment and, mm-hmm. like, was wondering how to get past embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
And you can so tell this is a reality show because they flash, like, a bunch of super dramatic with, like, filters over
embarrassing
them.
Embarrassing moments. Embarrassing,
like, when they're, like, crying or upset or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Jin is like, you just have to laugh about it. You have to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this because, like, I feel like that's something I learned really young too. Like,
yeah.
You have to learn to laugh at yourself and, like, mm-hmm. embrace the embarrassing moments. And so this was just fun. And mm-hmm. what was funny too is that the rest of BTS were like, well, since you asked this, like, you're gonna look back on this moment as an embarrassing
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, that,
like,
was Jungkook who said that.
He was, like, harsh.
being a little shady, but yeah, yeah, harsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny after he said that too. He's like, fighting. But fighting. Yeah. So lastly, I want to talk about this new piece of information that you and I never knew about, so potentially has never been said. Namjoon ended up sharing with us that he ran away 6 months before debut. Before BTS debuted, Namjoon ran home from Seoul mm-hmm. 6 months beforehand, basically unsure of what to do or where to go.
Yeah. And he said this in reference to a question about missing your family
mm-hmm.
and how hard it is to be away from your family for so long, mm-hmm. you know, and how BTS all commented, like, they maybe get to see their family 2 to 3 times a year
mm-hmm.
and that it's just something that you adjust to
mm-hmm.
and your family knows that you love them
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, this is the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they all kind of, like, reminisce about, like, this, like, kind of somber feeling that they've had to deal with. But what a piece of information to learn that Namjoon yeah. ran away.
Maybe he's mentioned this before, but this was news to us.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
Mm-mm.
It's quite possible that he's mentioned it, but he said that, you know, his dad immediately spent hours talking to him to convince him to go back.
Yeah.
And to say, like, you know, don't stay on behalf of me. Like, you're going to regret this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to regret this so soon that you're giving this up. Like,
yeah.
you have to go back.
Yeah.
And he convinced him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Crazy. That's just crazy to think about.
That he almost went down that path.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
BTS would maybe not exist.
This is a tangent, but weren't you just talking to me about, like, there's, like, 8 points in life that you could, like, choose a different path? Was this you or maybe somebody else?
Yeah, this was me. Erickson's 8 stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Well, I was just saying that, like, maybe this was one of his decision-making points in his stage of life.
I mean, yeah.
That it would have, you know, taken him down such a drastically different path, you
exactly.
know? I mean, obviously it would have, so
I mean,
it's
it
not
was
a
his
maybe.
Career. It was his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's crazy for him and his dad to look back on.
Yeah, sorry if that was dumb.
No!
Okay, so let's talk about these Dynamite teasers onto mm-hmm. the next little... Spotisode topic.
Yeah. So, as of right now, the only new content that we've gotten with Dynamite are the group teasers. So there was a group teaser photo. There were two different ones on 2 different days. So the first and the second. So the first one was this really cute shot of all of them together. And there's like, it looks like they're like on a basketball court that's teal. There's bright colors behind them that are just kind of like random lines and patterns. Mm-hmm. No real, it's very
like
90s.
A graphic abstract. Yeah, super 90s.
Very 90s, yeah. But there's a basketball hoop behind them, and they just look incredible. They look terrific. Their arms around each other. Yoongi and Namjoon are on the ground, crouching a little bit. But it's the Dynamite font with all those bright colors. So that was the first teaser group photo.
Yeah, and just about that group photo, like... Hoseok went crazy in that one. He, like, everybody was,
he's
like...
He's going crazy in all of them.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing about these two group photos.
Yeah.
Is that, like, there's a high contrast in these pictures, like, light to dark. But for some reason, J-Hope with this, like, black hair and this... He's wearing a black shirt. Mm-hmm. He's really standing out.
Yeah.
And just the way that he's posed, everybody was like, we know that we should focus on everybody, but
he just
really...
He stands out over everyone else.
Yeah.
And even what he's wearing and his hair, which honestly gets us into the second group teaser, where they are now inside this retro diner type thing. We don't really know. Some people say it's like a donut shop. Some people think it's a sandwich shop. Some people think that it's like a fast food restaurant. It could even be a roller rink. A girl can dream that it's a roller rink. I don't think it is.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but in Big Hit's... announcement on there, you know, they like tweeted out like an article from Naver mm-hmm. about it. It is a donut and sandwich shop, is what they said.
I don't know. I don't
oh my
know.
Gosh.
It's not from Big Hit, didn't say it.
Big Hit said it.
They didn't say it. They retweeted that article.
But Big Hit doesn't put out article like literally on the Big Hit Entertainment Twitter page.
I know. Whatever. Let a girl dream.
Okay.
Anyways, they're all, like, lounging against this wall where, like, they're behind the counter of this mm-hmm. diner or something. And they just all look so good here because they're giving these more deadly, serious, sexy glares. But, again, we see J-Hope off to the side. Everyone in BTS is looking at the camera except for J-Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Hope is very separate from all of them.
Yeah. Like, there is definite space between mm-hmm. him and Namjoon, and him and, like, the back of him and, like, the side of Taeyong are barely coming in contact mm-hmm. in the picture, but, like, his body language seems like he's kind of almost leaned away mm-hmm. from the rest of BTS, especially with the way that they have the camera angled in this picture so that the counter is kind of slanting mm-hmm. across the screen. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's almost, like, sliding away, or BTS is leaning the opposite direction or something. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It, like, makes me wonder what this concept is, or if that has anything to do with the concept yeah. at all, because it could just be, like, a pose, an artistic decision for, you know?
Yeah.
And we do know that, like, the members are really, you know, influential in this whole concept and like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like in the releases that we have from Big Hit through like their Naver posts that they like those Naver articles that they tweet, they say that BTS really wanted to capture like a bright and lively feel with a comfortable atmosphere. And so, I mean, we're seeing that in both of these pictures.
It's so colorful.
Super colorful.
Very welcoming. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, but what was interesting is that they said with the serious expressions of the members, they're using it to play in contrast with this colorful background, giving it kind of a subtle feeling. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why J-Hope stands out so much.
Maybe.
Because he just seems super serious, especially in that second picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The not looking at the camera has an impact.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it intriguing and makes it think like, oh, is this like a hint to something in a song or like the video concept or something like that?
We might be getting J-Hope for the chorus. We don't know. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Wow. We could not deal.
Yeah. Something else that Big Hit ended up retweeting was a Billboard article, and we just find this interesting. In the Billboard article, they said that BTS said that we are preparing an album for the second half of this year, but decided to first release a single because we wanted to reach our fans as soon as possible. Due to COVID-19, people around the world have been going through tough times, and we wanted to share some positive energy with our fans. So, yeah, they also ended up saying the song is upbeat and sung in English, just like Mic Drop and Wasted on Me. We thought that the song sounded perfect as it is in English. We recorded the guide version and felt that the result was something totally new and fresh. So many thoughts.
The fact that they specifically mentioned BTS themselves from their mouths say, just like Mic Drop and Waste It On Me. Waste It On Me being their only other English song, and it only has Namjoon and Jungkook in it. But both of them are Steve Aoki.
Yeah, Steve Aoki remixes or like produces for it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this has been speculation swirling the whole time that maybe it is an Aoki song because it's in English.
That'd be crazy if he did another BTS song.
Yeah, and this makes it seem more likely, right? Yeah. So I would be super excited because the Aoki songs that he's done with BTS so far have been incredible.
So good. Yeah.
So fucking good. He's great to ARMY. He plays BTS at fucking concerts too and like remixes it for the crowd.
We love Steve Aoki. Yeah. He's one of the better features that BTS has had.
Yeah. I think it would be an incredible moment if that's what this was.
Yeah. It's a good collab.
I'm eagerly hoping for it. Yeah. So something that I've kind of been noticing with these like teaser pictures is that it seems like BTS is throwing it back to their own previous looks. Like you mentioned Taeyong looking like DNA. I thought that with the first single picture from him with that like long, like that classic honey blonde hair. Like, oh, that's DNA Taeyong. That's amazing.
Gorgeous.
Taeyong. Gorgeous.
Box.
And then Namjoon with this fucking very distinct, like, aqua blue, like bubblegum blue hair that he had during Fire.
Very similar.
And J-Hope with this black hair. I know there's been other times when he has black hair, but it's really making me think of like one of their early eras. Or like Jin. I feel like during Dark and Wild, he had kind of lighter brown and like reddish hair. And that's what's going on now. Yeah. Like,
it's exciting. And there are a lot of theories about this like retro type theme going on with this new concept that might be going on. So yeah, it would make sense that they would do a little throwback to previous eras. So something else going along the lines of the retro theme here, I had noticed with Boy With Love that there's that little tiny diner scene. It's very brief in Boy With Love, but for me it always stood out because it's like, Why is this in here? Like, it's so, I thought it was so random.
Yeah.
But recently they've been putting out Bangtan bombs of Boy With Love, and there was one specifically with the diner scene. And like, it's just so shocking because it's barely in the music video.
Right.
But like, they decided to have this Bangtan bomb of the diner scene. So potentially we're even getting, you know, we've got this like theme going with Dynamite so far, where they're at this retro type diner. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But sandwich shop, donut shop.
Yeah.
Still, like, that's like retro. And right. So I thought maybe Boy With Love was kind of hinting at Dynamite.
It seems like it's like definitely connected. It seems so random that they put out the Bangtan Bomb of this full, like, full song performance. Mm-hmm. Like, literally they showed the full song, mm-hmm. the full taping of them at this diner, like, specifically sitting in the booth.
Yeah.
But in the music video, there's only, like, two little shots of them in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there's, like, that one of Jimin where his hand goes across the screen, like, in front mm-hmm. of his face. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, right now, in the midst of doing promos for Dynamite, they're like, hey, here's some more retro diner hints right here.
Yeah.
Like, they're dropping this
whole
videos, thing.
These videos that they've had forever, too.
Yeah.
You know, you could be dropping things of Behind On or Behind Black Swan, but mm-hmm. they're doing Boy With Love.
Right. Okay, so another thing that's happening coming up is BTS in the Soup. And if you are listening to this, it's too late to buy BTS in the Soup. It was only available through Wednesday. But BTS in the Soup means BTS in the Forest. And this is a special program that you can pay for on Weverse. It's going to be 16 80-minute episodes.
80 minutes.
You can buy it for like $30. There's also a different site, like, what it's actually airing on in Korea.
Oh, yeah?
But the episodes are only 60 minutes long on that one.
Oh.
So somehow they have 20 extra minutes of content.
If you get it on Weverse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, this is a reality show of them unplugging and reconnecting with old memories and feelings and finding peace during a vacation spent surrounded by mountains next to a lake.
It's so interesting to me because they already have Run BTS, they have Bon Voyage, whatever, and now they're doing this BTS in the Soup, meaning in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you kind of said on vacation, because when I think if they're going on vacation, I immediately think Bon Voyage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see what's different with In the Soup versus Bon Voyage.
Yeah, I kind of got the vibe of like a American Hustle Life. Not that I think they're going to have, like, specific tasks that they have to, like, go execute or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but just, like, the kind of them getting away and living super communally, and mm-hmm. I guess I didn't think of Bon Voyage because I don't watch Bon Voyage that, like,
yeah.
really, but, yeah, it is kind of that vibe,
yeah,
so
but
interesting.
I mean, think about, like, summer packages, too,
mm-hmm.
and winter packages.
Yeah.
But this is not even those. This is BTS in the Soup. Maybe they're getting rid of the, like, summer and winter packages and are replacing it with something brand new, BTS in the Soup.
And we can talk about this more a little bit later, but I do feel like it's one of those pieces of content that they're creating and putting out because they had time during quarantine.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going, like, what they do on Bon Voyage and go somewhere and, like, go and experience things and,
yeah.
like, explore cities. They're going out, like, to, there's nothing around them. Like, it's super
mm-hmm.
picturesque. They're literally on the edge of
gorgeous.
A lake. It's gorgeous.
Taeyong is in a canoe.
They're, like, oh, my God, the end of that teaser where Taeyong is in a canoe. Like, how you?
I know.
Jimin relaxing in a hammock. Namjoon and Yoongi painting on the back porch back to back.
Yeah.
Oh, a dream.
A dream.
Like, it looks like great content.
Mm-hmm.
Will I pay for it? Probably not.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Just because truly
I think I will.
If I'm going to be honest,
yeah.
I don't keep up with Run episodes.
Yeah.
Like I'll have like six of them stacked up and then I'll go watch them and work through them in a weekend or something.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like 35 minute episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I can commit to 4 months of 80 minute episodes.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm so tempted to get it just because I do love Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
And I know it's not Bon Voyage, but it kills me not to know.
I know.
See it.
Well, I feel like I'll see like enough clips on
yeah.
on Twitter. Like, honestly, that's how I feel about it. I think
mm-hmm.
I'll see all the important stuff on Twitter, or I can watch like
yeah.
compilations on YouTube
mm-hmm.
or something, or somebody will tweet like a link to, you know,
yeah.
some obscure website that
mm-hmm.
has all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is that bad? Should I be paying for it?
I might end up getting it, but that's like, I'm typically the one to buy things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So another thing that we want to talk about that was huge that Big Hit ended up putting out was that BTS is going to have a Map of the Soul concert, Map of the Soul 1 concert in Seoul on October 10th and 11th.
This is huge.
This is huge.
Huge news.
This is like massive for us because they were supposed to be on a world tour right now. And because of unfortunate events of COVID-19 and this pandemic that's going on, all that's been canceled. Not even canceled, but postponed. So we all went in with the...
Indefinitely, without a date.
Without a date.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we all have spent however much money, us, hundreds of dollars, literally.
A lot.
To go to this concert, and we don't know when it's going to take place, but when we bought these tickets, we were anticipating Map of the Soul 7, like Map of the Soul 7 songs. But now they're saying that they're going to have a live and online concert, so they are going to be performing this Map of the Soul 1 concert live in Seoul while also doing an online stream. So this is different from BangBangCon because there's going to be an audience. Mm. So this has like so many things going on for us. We have so many different feelings.
Yeah.
We feel slightly somber.
Yeah. I do feel a little sad because we totally missed out. I mean, everybody missed out. It's obviously not just us, but it's kind of a little bit of mourning for the Map of the Soul 7 that we didn't get to like celebrate those songs in person with BTS like we were so anticipating.
Yeah.
It's awesome that they get to perform them with a small audience. We don't know the size yet, but definitely like social distance audience in, their home country. Like that must be incredible for them. I bet they're so excited.
I mean, and that kind of gets into why we're all so excited for it. Like, we're somber because we really were looking forward to seeing BTS back in May, but no one's gotten to see anything from Map of the Soul 7 except for like few little clips of it for BangBangCon, but even they were like holding off on it.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that they're going to come out with Map of the Soul 1 concert in Seoul, and I think we can all kind of assume that they are going to be performing songs from Map of the Soul 7.
Yeah.
But we're excited now because this is going to be the first time BTS and ARMY are together in a live setting since Speak Yourself.
Yeah. No, okay, literally this October 10th and 11th, it will have been a year exactly since BTS has performed for ARMY in concert, because that was their last two concerts in Seoul last year,
that's
the 10th and 11th.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I think they perfectly planned this out.
Imagine how emotional it's going to be, even from us viewing from home, because this is BTS and ARMY together, and bless those ARMYs who get to go. But every audience has their own special moments of special things that happen. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I think this is going to be a very memorable concert, this Map of the Soul 1.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm thinking about how incredible BangBangCon the live was, and how to me, just experiencing it by myself with no ARMY present, how it felt like a legit concert to me, and I felt like I was even there with them. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be like an upgraded, even more incredible experience.
Yeah.
I'm definitely attending no matter what.
Oh, me too.
We should get like free tickets or like a discount ticket. Everybody who bought a ticket to Map of the Soul, I feel like they should, but it's not going to happen.
I don't know.
There's no way. But I am totally going.
Yeah, me too. And we could probably watch it together.
We should watch it together. Yeah.
I hope we're saying it right too. The actual photo that they released, like this trailer photo, I guess, for the concert, it's Map of the Soul. It says one, but it's on colon E, technically. And the O for one or on is like a power on button. Mm-hmm. So I hope it's Map of the Soul 1.
Yeah.
But, it says on colon E.
I feel like they're, like, maybe doing, like, a little play on words
seven,
with, like...
one and on.
Yeah, and on, and, like, the fact that it's, like a... like an e-event, like an e-online, like it's online event too, but also in person.
Oh, I don't know.
Like maybe, like the fact that the O is like a power button too, like, I don't know.
Yeah. And on's the hit track of Map of the Soul 7, you know? There's definitely lots of play on words, stuff going on, but I've been saying Map of the Soul 1.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. Yeah.
So for their teaser photo or like their release, when they release that they're going to be having this concert on October 10th and 11th, they put out a photo along with it, and it's all of BTS walking through this desert in these red tux, and behind, I don't know who that is, probably Jungkook, I can't tell, but one of the BTS members in the middle is holding this long ribbon or like
silk, like, I don't know, like big billowy.
It looks like a red carpet, but it's silk and light, and
yeah,
and,
you know, it looks like a red sail,
this big piece of fabric.
Yeah, just a sail. Huge, well, okay, so the reason why I think sail is because this picture, a lot of people brought up that like the Map of the Soul 7 tour was like a reflection, like over water they were being reflected, because like, you know, there's always been this concept of, you know, BTS and, you know, the sea, and how we could get through the desert together, and there's been words of that throughout their lyrics, and these have been themes even in our army time things that we got at concerts. One of them talked about like the getting through the desert together,
the desert and
how
sea,
the sea would absorb it, so that's why it makes me think of like a sail or something, that they have like this dry sail from their boat. Ooh, after like the sea dried up, and now they're walking through this desert.
I like that. I like that. Well, anyways, we are super excited for this upcoming concert, and I'm just happy for BTS and ARMY being together again. It just needs to happen, even if that means I'm streaming from at home.
Oh my gosh, that's like the weekend before your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, my 2-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it's
right.
Like a little anniversary gift
it
from
is.
BTS.
And Jimin's birthday.
Oh my god, he's gonna cry so much. I'm gonna cry so much.
Oh my gosh. He's gonna be a wreck. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so next we're gonna talk here about the big hit corporate briefing with the community. I think we're gonna be pretty brief about this one, just because I found myself getting kind of in a negative attitude from it. But I think it's interesting to just talk about what's going on with Big Hit right now, and just like, I mean, Bang Shiyuk is just this Mongol, honestly, at this point. I mean, he's a businessman, and Big Hit has grown so much, and I do think it's cool that they do these briefings with the community and just talk about what's going on, what changes they're making, because I think it's inspiring for other businesses and like other companies. But they were basically talking about how they were concerned that they were in this crisis due to COVID-19, because BTS we're going to be going on this huge tour, and now it's basically postponed indefinitely because of COVID.
There's a lot of money tied up in tours.
Yeah.
Like, even though we paid for our tickets, they, BTS and Big Hit, they don't get that money until they actually perform, you know?
And they had budgeted for that, you know? I mean, this is a company that's investing in things in the future, like years down the road type of investing. So to have budgeted for that immense amount of income and profit, and then to have that postponed for the whole first half of a year is enormous.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They were quoted during this briefing saying, "Every moment was a crisis and a turning point." Through other efforts of gaining more money, they in various ways that we'll talk about, they were able to generate 299.4 billion Korean won and an operating profit of 49.7 billion Korean won for the first half of the year. So that's how much they profited, is 49.7. So that's about a profit of 39.5 million USD in half a year.
Half a year.
And we should have looked up, because we've kind of talked about their briefings before when they've come up. We should have looked up like what a normal half of a year profit for them is. But what kind of got us annoyed yesterday when we were looking at this is like, that's still so much money. And during this quarantine time, they talked about this is how they generated profit still during this. They generated 251 million in sales during this first half of this year.
Without the concerts.
Without the concerts.
Without really any new album, except, I mean, Map of the Soul was released in February.
Right. So, in a, I mean, before COVID really affected the world on a larger scale. Yeah. So, what they made these profits off of is, like, mainly ARMY and TXT Seeking. Fans and stuff like that. Because every time that BTS, and some of this is not ARMY spending their money, you know, every time that BTS uses a social media platform or promotes Samsung or Hyundai and all the different,
like, Fila.
Fila, the ads that they've been in this year, but they're, like, selling a product or they're on V Live streaming or now they're on YouTube streaming. And so they're like...
They're just dominating so many different
social media platforms. But they generate income every time they use those different platforms. Yeah. And then on top of that, they're also selling merchandise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we think contributes to why, like, Tiny Ton is being brought back. Definitely why BTS and the Soup is being released.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, the thing that bothered me the most was I support Big Hit Entertainment. I understand it's a tough time. So yeah, they have to profit in some sort of other way.
Right.
And I don't blame them for seeking money and all these other more creative, non-traditional, like,
avenues
instead of just music. I understand that because they're a business and they have, you know, staff that they need to keep on, that they want to keep paying for, you know, keep giving them a salary and whatnot. So I understand that. But there was this recent material that was put out that had beautiful, gorgeous Taeyong forehead. And I'm like, where is this from? And we could not find the source. We just couldn't find it. And I just was getting annoyed because they're in so many different places now. But as avid of a stan that I am, I'm like, I should be able to find this.
Right.
Why am I not able to find this? And then we asked, you know, you guys, Iconics, and I don't know who responded, but an Iconic responded like, oh, it's from the ARMY membership. It's like some ARMY membership video that they put out. I'm like, oh, well, I have an ARMY membership. So I went to my ARMY membership, and when I get onto Weverse, it redirects me to Weverse Shop, of course, which I somehow wasn't logged into, so I had to log all in and everything. And it says that I need to renew my ARMY membership for $21. And I'm like, wait, but my current membership isn't even expired. Like, my ARMY membership doesn't expire until January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you do, like, an early renewal or something, you gain access to this video, which I don't even know if it's even that important or that I even want to see it. But it's like, I don't feel like I'm getting enough as an ARMY member, like, having an ARMY membership. But I'm already having, like, I have to renew it to gain access to this other video that you should have just given to already, like, current members. I don't understand. I was, like, really turned off by that. I'm like, this is shitty.
It's where, I mean, and we kind of brought it up in other parts of the episode before we culminated to this point.
Yeah.
But it's where we both kind of took a step back from looking at all of this content that BTS is putting out as, like, wow, this is so awesome. Look at all of what they're doing. Into, like... how much of this is motivated just to make profit? How much is profit that you're making directly off of ARMY, which is a very loyal fan base?
Yeah.
And you know that a lot of people are going to spend that money, even if they like have already spent so much money. Like, you just got that ARMY membership.
I just got the ARMY membership back in, like, what, March or something, when all the ticket sales were going on. But it's not even a year old. It's not even getting close to... I mean, it's kind of, I guess, getting close to a year old at this point. But still months away. Months away.
January.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that a lot of people got their ARMY membership to get these tickets for the concert, to get early sales for these concerts that haven't even happened, and now they're, like, asking us to pay another $21 to renew a membership that isn't even expired yet or even close to expiring, while also not providing a whole lot of extra content.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of bull.
Yeah. It's not cool. And we support BTS.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that we support everything, like, Big Hit does. Yeah. I think we used to be, like, more, like, wow, big hit, like, they're so good or whatever. Yeah. But just as we've, like, learned and grown, you know, like, things like this are the kind of suck, and yeah, we feel like we should address it and say something.
I mean, that's like how I feel. And yeah, I'm just surprised I haven't seen another army say something about this.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, you could say, I think I'm kind of getting to the point where I know I can't keep up with all their content. Like, I think especially, we don't even realize during quarantine how much BTS have inserted themselves in different ways. Mm-hmm. It's interesting you brought up Tiny Tan, too, because, like, they really released, like, the first Tiny Tan video, like, 8 or 10 months ago or something. And mm-hmm, it was, like, I saw people talking about it or mm-hmm articles, like, wondering, speculating why they brought it back now.
Yeah.
And they brought it back now just because it's convenient and they can make money off of it, because in the Weverse shop, there's a ton of Tiny Tan merchandise and there's yeah new Tiny Tan merchandise every month.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and here's what I'll say. I can be a discerning member of ARMY and just pick and choose what I want to buy and what content I want okay to absorb. And it kind of, I mean, it makes me a little sad to feel like I've gotten to that point, but mm-hmm it's hard to keep up with everything. And
it's so hard to keep up with everything.
We've been fans for so long.
Yeah.
And I feel like I see something on Twitter every day and I'm like, I have no clue where this came from.
Yeah.
And I check 5 different places and I still can't find it.
It's hard to find it easily. Yeah. You just don't know. You just don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a tactic or not for Big Hit. I don't know if that benefits or hurts them.
You can never find all the content type of thing.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. But those Tiny Tans are so cute, and that new video that came out for the Tiny Tan launch celebration with their mic drop performance that they did with the ARMY, who
is so cute,
has her own apartment and her own place and goes to her job to, I think it's just a really good, nice little sentiment of ARMYs are not just really, really young teenage girls.
Yeah.
Like, we have jobs and we mortgages. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cute. And I like the concept of, like, having a little pocket Bangtan that you could, like, have with you, mm-hmm, you know? Like, it was adorable. And I'll say, as much as I just, like, bitched about the merchandise, the second that they put little Tiny Tan figurines mm-hmm on the Weaver's shop, I'm buying all 7 of them.
I want them.
I need them.
I'm definitely, I think at this point, gonna buy.
They're replacing the Barbies.
I think I'm gonna freaking buy In the Soup, too. I can't help it.
Great. Then I don't have to buy it. We can just watch it together.
Big Hit. All right. So lastly here, we're just gonna briefly touch on Taeyong's forehead, because when we went in to do research for this episode, we were like, okay, spot episode, we have to cover all the content. What's one of the big things happening right now? Taeyong's forehead. Guys, truly, we have never gotten this much Taeyong forehead. I don't think ever. Like, for a comeback, like, as a look,
mm-mm,
no.
We have literally been asked by so many people, like, they're like, we need a forehead, like,
part two.
So maybe we will, but literally, you guys have to have a cosmic connection or something, because you talk about, like, Taeyong, I bet it's amazing. Why won't you just let us see your full forehead and hairline? Mm-hmm. And literally, these most recent two pictures he posted,
it's been spoken into an existence. Yeah,
oh my God, like, you spoke it into existence.
Truly, because he tweeted this, which he doesn't even tweet all that much. He does a lot of Weverse, but he got on BTS, like, official Twitter account and posted these mirror selfies of his hair being done. Mm. He's in this really sexy black, like, suit with, like, gray accents and roses on it. Like, he just looks sexy. It's just so gorgeous. But he's getting his hair done, and his hair is completely, like, hairsprayed, gelled back, forehead fully exposed, brows are just groomed perfectly, and his facial expression is just sexy, pure sex.
You can
he just
tell
looks so good.
He's holding this phone half in front of his face, and the part that's exposed is just
one
perfect
eye.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. But you can tell that that other eye the eyebrow's a little bit quirked.
He's feeling himself.
If that phone were moved, you would not be here to talk about these pictures.
I'm surprised I'm here now.
Yeah. Really, are you still okay?
I'm a ghost.
Okay. Look at this look at the hairline, though.
I know.
Like, I mean, Taeyang, why have you been hiding it?
I don't know. I don't know why it's been hidden up to this point, you know?
This picture that we're looking at now is from that ARMY membership, like, special video.
Mm-hmm.
And Taeyang's, what is especially incredible is he has that, like, honey brown hair right now.
Yeah.
But also this, like, black collarless, like, dress shirt that mm-hmm. is so well fitted. He
and
looks
his
so
collarbones
hot.
Are exposed, and he's wow. holding a stylus.
Mm. Jawline, incredible.
Yeah.
His, even like the way that his hair is cut so that like his whole ear is showing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He looks so handsome and mm-hmm. just grown up and mature. Like, yes, I would love for him to be my professor.
Oh my God. Read to me. Yeah.
Read to me.
I don't know why I said that. He's holding a tablet. It looks like he's reading. Cut that out. Stupid.
No, that's cute.
No. So yeah, anyways, Taeyang's forehead. You spoke it into existence?
Yeah, it's here now.
It's
and
here forever.
I regret it all. I really do.
You really didn't know what you were asking for.
Mm-hmm.
You no. really didn't.
I was being spoiled.
Because you know what? Like, that fucking picture, those ones that he tweeted, he's not just doing nothing. Like, he's getting ready. Like, that's definitely the fucking video. Or something.
If that is the music video for Dynamite, I wouldn't expect that because it's like blood, sweat, and tears like suit. Maybe it's for the concert.
Maybe it's for the oh my God, what if that's like a dress fitting
mm-hmm.
already? But like this with his hair all done up and stuff too, you think?
They could, I mean, surely.
It could be promo pictures or something.
Yeah, or it could
VCR.
Be. But they could really be just like doing hair, makeup, dress as practice too. Like
mm-hmm.
they have to rehearse too, I think, for concerts and stuff.
Or if BTS is throwing it back to themselves, their earlier selves, maybe there is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
What
concept.
If they did just like a fun, exclusive Blood, Sweat, and Tears performance
oh
for fun for a Bangtan Bomb or
oh,
some shit?
Incredible.
I don't know. No, that's not
I
true.
Don't know.
No, that's
no.
We're, yeah.
we're just dreaming
Cut us
now.
Off.
Let's no, no, no. Let's keep manifesting. Let's keep manifesting, and we'll take that and we'll go rando nodding again.
A Blood, Sweat, and Tear performance of them now. Fuck.
Oh my God. Okay, well, anyways, that was like our last topic for this spotisode. We hope that you feel caught up before comeback. Literally, by the time this episode comes out,
yeah, like
we're
Dynamite.
Dynamite. So, obviously, guys, next week we're talking about
Dynamite.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be all over Twitter. And of course, we are live streaming. I guess you would have missed. No, wait. If you're listening to this episode right when it comes out,
mm-hmm.
you still have time. We're going to live stream tonight for the Dynamite comeback.
This is the first time we've ever done a live stream.
Yeah.
And we're really excited, but we want to record our live reaction and be with you guys.
And hang out with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to live stream on Instagram. If you don't follow us on Instagram yet, at Standing BTS Podcast. So easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably start it a little bit before the video is about to drop because BTS are going live on YouTube for the half hour before. So maybe it'd be cool to like hang out with BTS and you guys at the same time.
That'd be so fun.
But we're definitely going to live stream our live first reactions to Dynamite,
mm-hmm.
BTS's first full English single.
Crazy.
Iconic.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yes, iconic.
Yeah. Special thanks this week to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, who give us so much and are so wonderful. Deja, Eileen Ruchel, Michelle Park, and Meg Di Ruggiero. And really extra thank you to Michelle. Oh my God. Michelle, we saw what you did this week. You did not have to do that.
You're
way too
you're
sweet.
So kind. Thank you for all of your support.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're so great.
Yeah. Also, VIP patrons, be looking out in your, like, inbox for, like, a little special something from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you guys, if you Iconics enjoyed this episode, or if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few ways you can let us know. You could write us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. You could also DM us on Instagram or Twitter, or send us an email or whatever. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your feedback. Yeah, you guys make our week when we hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.